Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. www.facebook.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Time to pick our blog post of the week and then play Soundbite of the Week with you. If you want your blog to be read and considered for Blog of the Week here on Issues Etc. every Friday, simply go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote. You'll find the Issues Etc. widget right there and instructions on how to put it on your blog. When you have it on your blog and you'd like us to read it, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, with directions to your blog. We'll start reading your blog and considering it for Blog of the Week.
My blog of the week is Babylon Falling by Pastor Jonathan Fisk. The blog post is titled, God Has a Vision for His Church, It's Jesus. Vision is a word that gets used a lot today. It gets used in the business world, it gets used in politics, and many times it gets used in the church marketing and the church growth movement, which is a philosophical movement with a large body of literature to go to great pains to convince pastors and congregations that their future exists in, with, and under their vision. Loud and clear, God has a vision for His church. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified for the forgiveness of all your sins, and not only yours, but the sins of the entire world. There is a danger, however, in the word vision, something which we must be well aware of. When the philosophical movement, which is the church growth movement, speaks about vision, it speaks of something very different from all that Scripture says. There's much misplaced theology behind their reasonings, but the long and short of it can be summed up in this way. When the church growth philosophy uses the term vision, it does not mean God's vision, but our goals. Now, there's nothing wrong with setting goals. In fact, we will need to be setting strong goals at St. John's based on God's vision for us in Jesus. But goals, even good ones, are not a vision. They serve the vision. They will pass away with time. But by our pursuing them, it is our hope that the vision will remain among us. Just as Dr. Luther writes in the Small Catechism, God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity. And we, as children of God, also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. My pick for blog of the week, Babylon Falling. The blog post is titled, God Has a Vision for His Church. It's Jesus.
My pick for blog of the week comes from one I've chosen before. It's a really good, it's one of my favorite blogs of all time, called the Mockingbird Blog. And the title is, and it's simply a quotation from Luther's commentary on Galatians, the limitation of the law and the superiority of Christ's promise. This is Luther. Therefore, the promises of the law are conditional. They do not promise life freely. They promise it to those who keep the law. Therefore, they leave consciences in doubt because no one keeps the law. But the promises of the new covenant do not have any condition attached. They do not demand anything of us. They do not depend on our worthiness as a condition. Instead, they bring and grant us forgiveness of sins, grace, righteousness, and eternal life freely for Christ's sake. I don't think anyone could say it better. That's my blog pick of the week from Mockingbird Blog, The Limitation of the Law and the Superiority of Christ's Promise. We'll have both Jeff's pick and my pick at our website tonight under the on-demand page, issuesetc.org.